Hello, and welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. If you don't want a cookie cutter generic home, and instead you want a beautiful, meaningful home that's layered with personality, then you are going to be so inspired by the conversations we have on this show. We talk about why the environments we create matter and how to set up our rooms to evoke specific feelings and experiences that are right for you wherever you are in your life right now. I'm Zandra, your host and creator of the Slow Style Home Framework that teaches you how to make really thoughtful and informed decisions about your home rather than chasing current trends that may not last or staying stuck with rooms you hate, feeling overwhelmed with too many choices. Right now, when you join our monthly membership, the Slow Style Society, you'll get a personalized deep dive into your vision of what a dream home looks and feels like. And together, we'll come up with a plan on how to achieve that. If that sounds pretty awesome to you, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society for all of the details. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. Right now, let's just jump into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Style Matters Podcast, brought to you by Little Yellow Couch. I'm Zandra, your host, and I am so glad you're here. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I have a lot of professional designers on the show, but I'm also inspired by people who are just really good at making their homes their own without any training. Tiffany Brown is my guest today, and she's the blogger behind My Eclectic Nest, which she does simply for her own pleasure when she's not working her regular full-time job. What I want to highlight from this conversation is that Tiffany's approach really exemplifies the second two principles of slow style, which are creativity leads to confidence and life informs style. So at the end of this episode, after our conversation, I'm going to share with you my thoughts on this and connect some of her examples with these principles. All right, back to Tiffany. She has been rolling up her sleeves, doing a lot of makeovers room by room, and creating a beautiful home in New Jersey in ways that are so energizing to me. In fact, when you hear her talking, the joy she experiences, it's so infectious. It's exactly how I want all of you to feel whenever you are working in your homes. And I truly hope that this podcast is inspiring you in that way. All right, let's get started. So Tiffany Brown, welcome to the Style Matters Podcast. I'm really excited to dive in with you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Excellent. I don't even really know where to start because you have so many great projects that I want to talk about, but I will say that you are clearly hands-on. Yes. And from looking at all these projects, it seems like you've often imagined what you want to see, and then you go about trying to find the things that'll make that vision a reality. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, where does this kind of creativity come from? How did you start becoming obsessed with interiors?
I will say I always revert back to my mother. Growing up, she just had really great style. And she had this magazine subscription, Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah.
We all know Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd pour through those magazines and try to replicate what I saw on those pages in our home in New York.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's pretty much where it started, because from, I'm going to say elementary school, I've been redecorating my bedroom in the 80s, because I'm dating myself right now.
Okay.
No,
that's okay.
In the 80s, we had linoleum flooring in our hallways and hardwood floor everywhere else. And okay. In those magazines, it was linoleum flooring. It was so pretty. It was shiny. Hardwood floor was not, you know,
not
trending.
It
was not the thing. So yeah. I'd spent so many hours trying to mop and shine the floors so they'd be pretty like in the magazines.
What age? You're in elementary school mopping the floor?
Elementary and junior high school, my mother would be like, what is wrong with you?
Seriously, I mean, I can't get my kids to do anything.
I just wanted them to be pretty like in the magazines.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, just pouring through magazines, I still do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I love actually having magazines in the house. So I try not to be a hoarder, but I like looking through the pages because I get inspiration through there. I think we all go to Pinterest now. Instagram is huge. So I just, I see it everywhere. When I go away, I'm looking at the decor in the hotels in a very different way. My husband's like, it's just a bed. I'm like, but it's not because, you know, look at how they did that. And, you know, I see it everywhere, everywhere I go. So
yes,
I guess it comes from, I'm going to say my mother. She started it. She started it all.
But it also sounds like it's over the years you've really.
Oh, for sure. It's developed.
Yeah, you've like taught yourself everything.
Yes, I have. Definitely self-taught. And I just read a lot. There's so much information out there to read if you're interested. And I just love going to design shows and watching. I loved HGTV at one point in my life. I don't really watch TV anymore, but that was what I watched when I watched TV. It was definitely on HGTV. And so when we bought our house out here, I just went gung-ho.
Gung-ho. I did. Oh, my gosh. And so what, if you don't mind my asking, so what do you do in your other life, like, you know, for work?
Funny enough, it has nothing to do with design. I I'm a real estate paralegal by trade.
Interesting.
And right now I'm actually working in the finance. So I made a career switch quite recently, which has been a lot of fun as well. So I'm in finance now, which is great. So nothing glamorous, nothing creative at all.
And so this is your other side of you where you go wild.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I guess it balances itself out somehow.
It absolutely does. And your passion comes through. All right. Let's talk about some of these projects.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with your most recent one, which was your guest bedroom makeover, which I think was, you have three sons.
I have two sons, one
two
daughter.
Sons and a daughter. Okay.
Yes.
So I know that at one point your kids were living in this room. Now it's becoming a guest bedroom. But what I really thought was interesting, I was kind of comparing that makeover to the one that you also did fairly recently, I think, which is your eat-in kitchen area.
Yes.
And so for the bedroom, you said you had no plan.
I sure didn't.
And then for the other one, you had a vision from the beginning. You knew exactly how you wanted to look.
Right.
So I'm wondering, can you describe the steps you go through and your thought process for each of these situations? Because I think it's very relatable. Sometimes we start a project because we have this clear vision and we're excited about it. Other times, we're just dying for a change.
Right.
But we don't even know what. So
okay,
how do you tackle it?
So the guest bedroom slash, that I had no vision for that room because it is my oldest son's bedroom. So when I would have company, obviously he's no longer living with me, but when I would have company, I'd feel kind of weird and like, this is actually my son's bedroom, but you know, it's not because he doesn't live here. So I was very careful with the way I went about redecorating that room. Again, had no vision. I just knew I wanted it to be relaxing, but not boring.
Yeah.
I wanted people
I don't
to feel
think
like
you
they
do boring. You
I don't do boring,
boring
very well. I wanted people to really think that they were away.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you just said it.
Yes.
Yes, it feels like I'm in a I don't mean hotel in a generic way.
I know
I mean like a resort hotel.
Right. I just wanted them to feel, and my girlfriends say it all the time, they call it the vacation room. So that was my thought process, but I didn't really know where I was going to go with color. Yellow is my favorite color. I'm very careful with where I use it, but I do infuse it, I think, into almost every room. So the guest bedroom, no vision, but it came together, I think, flawlessly in the end. I'm like, this really is saying what I wanted to say. Like, you feel like you're going somewhere when you come into that room.
Oh, gosh. Now, I just love that visual. You feel like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, when I teach students in my course Master the Mix, I always like, what's the story behind it? You know, what do you, and that's it. That's a beautiful, so, all right. So what, you know, without going into too much detail, because people can look through your whole process on your blog,
right?
Because it's one room challenge, so it's
yes.
over 6 weeks, but kind of give us the sort of thumbnail of what were the steps that you went through, like in terms of how did you make these decisions? Did you start with the walls, the bedding, the fabric, what?
I think I started with the color that I wanted the room to be. In the beginning, I was going to paint the entire room this beautiful mustard yellow. I did not do that. We did one wall in the mustard and only half of the wall, actually. And I'm so glad I didn't, because it would have been very overwhelming, I think.
Okay.
So we went with like a icy kind of grayish white.
On top.
Right, exactly. And then the mustard. And it's so pretty.
It is.
It's right by the window, so the sun shines on it. And also, that room, surprisingly enough, I realized I would be able to fit in a little home office space.
Ah.
And with the current events, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, we're all working from home. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm so glad I did that, because I had this great desk and I was going to get rid of it. I'm like, I don't work from home. I don't need an office. Kept the desk. So that was great. I can't say that I have any steps. I think I just looked at the color of the wall. Yeah. And then I found the bedding and I was like, this is great bedding. And it had these
beautiful
bedding. Yeah. The colors were great. And I said, and I also didn't want it to be too feminine. So those were the two, I guess, catalysts. But other than that, I had no real plan.
Which is so funny and fun. And I mean, sometimes I think the best rooms are the ones that just, you kind of start adding the layers.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's kind of like serendipity, which.
Exactly.
So, but talk for just a second about the bedding, because I believe you ordered it on Spoonflower. So first, for people who don't know what Spoonflower is, please explain. And then how did you choose? Because there's so many.
Oh my goodness. Spoonflower is like the mecca of material and wallpaper. So that was really hard. Spoonflower, what I love about them is they have these independent artists or creators, mm-hmm. and they make these designs. And the beautiful thing is everything is customized to what you want. We'll speak about this particular bedding. I needed it to be just a little darker, the color variations.
Uh-huh.
So you can reach out to the designer and ask for that, and they'll create it just for you.
Amazing.
So nothing is the same.
Right.
And my guests now have like custom bedding. I don't. Like, my bedding comes from Target. So they have
right.
custom bedding right. and it's beautiful. And that's another thing. I wanted a mustard in the bedding, but nothing too overpowering. So it's just a little flecks of the mustard color. But it doesn't match exactly. It blends in nicely.
Okay. So you started with the color, not with the print. Okay.
No, not with the print.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
The print just popped up and I'm like, this is it.
Oh,
that's usually how it happens with me. I'll just mm-hmm. like peruse through. Like, I will take the time and just look through Spoonflower's pages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's thousands and thousands of different
yes.
prints. But I don't mind. I'll just look through because there's so many pretty prints out there. And I'll just save them for a later date. But this
okay.
one popped out. And I'm, this is it. That was
yeah.
it. So I went from that comforter. And then from there, I tried to balance it out or not match it, because it doesn't match with the sheets and the pillowcases and all. And then I knew I needed my curtains to have some kind of graphic, but I didn't want them to be too dark or too bright. So black and white, you can't go wrong
yep.
with black and white.
Right.
I think
right. it grounds it.
It grounds everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I found those on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my
it
gosh.
It was amazing. There were four panels for $20.
Oh my
Sold.
Gosh.
So,
wow.
That room, though, it's interesting. When we did that room, I had just come back from a trip.
So was this a trip to Indonesia?
It was. It was Indonesia.
Okay. Let's just jump over there for
sure,
a second.
Sure, let's do it. So when we went there, like, again, me looking at the hotel and the surroundings, they had really rich colors, like the mustards and the teals and the maroons. But very pretty colors. Even their food was pretty, the coloring of the food. So I think a lot of that was coming back to me when I was doing that room.
I think so, too. I mean, there's a very kind of tropical vibe
there is.
Going on.
There is.
But it's sophisticated. It's not overly...
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, it's very sophisticated. I really
yeah,
love
I,
it.
I definitely pulled from that trip. While we were there, we also hopped over to Singapore because it's so close.
Okay.
And
yeah.
so I have like these tassels that I got at a market, a flea market in Singapore that are hanging on the curtains. And the colors were gorgeous. And it's so funny because I picked out these tassels not knowing where I was going to use them.
Right.
Why I was going to use them. But the colors were so good.
Yeah, you couldn't resist.
I
probably.
Couldn't resist. And I'm like, I'm not coming to Singapore next week, so I probably should get them now
while
I'm here.
yeah, exactly. And so. Speaking of that, I feel like you have tassels in a lot of places in
your home. I do. I've become tasselized.
Me too. It's like a fairly recent obsession of
it
mine.
Is.
I'm just putting them everywhere. Yeah.
They're
I
so
love
pretty.
How you do that. They
because
really
it's just
are.
A pop of color and it just gives some type of texture to whatever, you know, it's fun.
Yes, it's fun.
It's
exactly.
fun. It's fine.
All right, now let's go to your eating kitchen area, which was you had a very strong vision already.
I did. I needed that.
And I have to say,
room.
I saw that before picture.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is wrong with this?
It was pretty.
But I do like it even more now. So
I always wanted my kitchen. Okay, so I know white kitchens are all the rage.
Yep.
But I love my cabinets, and they're like a walnut. It was kind of dark. It does read kind of dark, but I needed to brighten it up somehow. I wasn't mm-hmm. going to do the overhaul with the cabinets and make them white. I knew that wasn't the direction I wanted to go in.
Okay.
So that was my mindset for that space.
Right.
I needed
that's
it to
sort
be
of like
bright.
Your constraint. Your like creativity constraint. Like, how can I make this work with these cabinets?
Exactly. The house when we moved in was a new build, so there's nothing wrong with anything.
Uh-huh.
So I can't justify like ripping out a wall of cabinets,
right?
You know,
right? Exactly.
So
yes.
I try to work around it, and the fact that I do like the colors of the cabinet doesn't
well,
hurt.
Right.
Countertops will go eventually. That's my next big thing. But the cabinet colors I love. But I just knew that I needed that area to be bright.
All right.
So that's where I picked out that wallpaper, also from Spoonflower. Mm. I had that saved. And I was like, this is the project. This is where I'm going to use this marble and gold hexagon wallpaper.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I loved it. But I also wanted that space. I knew going in that I wanted it to be a little bit over the top. And I think I did that. Like, you cannot miss this. Like, there's so much for the eye to see. And it was fun and summery. And I did it in August. And it's like the height of summer in New York. And I'm like, this is just fun. I love it.
Oh, that is so great.
And my yellow. My signature
and your
yellow
with the cranes.
Oh, the cranes are so pretty.
They're so pretty. And I think that's another example where you contacted the designer and you said you wanted the scale to be different.
Yes. It read a little nursery rhyme-ish or premature because they were tiny. So I said, if we can make them bigger, it's more. I felt like it would be more intentional. Like I didn't pick out fabric for a child, but I really wanted these cranes to be on this material. Like, I wanted those there.
I never would have thought of that, but you're absolutely right. That would have been more nursery. Like, how did you know that? How did you know that it was the scale that was the problem or the scale would be the solution?
I don't know. That's a great
Darn
question.
It, I was
That's
really
such a
hoping
good question.
You could answer that. Well, if I had to guess, I'm going to say that it's because you have played around
of course.
So much. And I really think that is how we all learn is we play around
and
we start to
figure it out.
And you notice things, right? And you apparently pay a lot of attention to details.
I do. It's a blessing and a curse because, you know, you see things and you're like, why did they do that? But that's their style, you know?
That's right. This is your house.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of working with what you have, in the case of your master bath, you did not like the tile.
No.
But you like your cabinets in the kitchen, but you do not like the tile in the bath.
But
not going to rip them out.
The tile will not be ripped out, more than likely. That vanity will go.
Okay.
But until then, again, working with what I have, it was a dark brown. Heavy, very heavy.
You mean the walls or the tile or what? What was dark?
The vanity, the bathroom vanity.
Vanity
in there.
Was heavy.
Yeah,
okay,
it was a very heavy brown, and it was just it wasn't my style. Okay, so let's lighten it up. We do that. That's great. Now I'm looking at this tile, and I'm like, how can I make this tile disappear?
Oh, because you really hated it.
I don't like it. I do not like it, and I cannot convince my husband to paint over it. It's a lot of tile, so eventually it might have to go. But until it goes, we have to make it go away.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
So that's the design challenge is to
fall into the back. Fall into the background.
The eye was only seeing the tile when you walk in. Is that what you mean?
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Yes. But now I only see that beautiful wallpaper.
Oh, and tell us what you picked.
And that is from Milton and King.
Oh.
It's discontinued though. But I am so glad I got it before it was discontinued.
Gosh.
And the colorway is perfect for that tile.
Yeah.
The tile is like a light brownish and has like flecks of gray.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper works perfectly. It's like the tile doesn't even exist to me anymore. All I see is that wallpaper.
Well, it's something to see. I mean,
it's pretty.
But I think that's so interesting that you use the same colors
mm-hmm.
in the wallpaper and the tile. I think most people would think, oh, I'm going to choose a completely different color.
Contrast it. But I think that would make that tile stand out more.
I think you're right too.
So it just disappears. It falls into the background. Exactly what I wanted it to do. You see the wallpaper. You're going to see the tile eventually, but you're over it by the time you see it, because you're like, this wallpaper is fantastic.
Well,
And
I think the tile, it's in this it's this, you know, it's a linear repeating pattern. Whereas the wallpaper, describe that for us.
It's these big palms and banana. It's very tropical, very tropical. Very kind of like an art deco kind of feel, I guess, maybe. But I wanted to feel like a spa because it's connected to our bedroom, which is very calm. One of the calmest rooms in the home. So I wanted that feeling to continue into our master bathroom. So when I go in there, it's just nothing's overwhelming. It's just light, it's bright. But I feel like I'm encased in like some kind of oasis with these tropical images all around me.
We'll be back after a quick break. I assume you're here because you want a one-of-a-kind, personality-filled home, right? Well, in order to have that, you need to define and develop your signature style. When you do that, you're going to understand how to mix what you already have with new things you find, focusing on who you are and what you love, putting it all together in a cohesive way. So what's stopping you? Well, let me know if this sounds about right. Not enough time, not enough money, and a lack of creativity or design knowledge, which makes you feel overwhelmed and insecure about pulling the trigger and changing things up. This is why I created the Slow Style Society, to help you take action on making your dream home a reality. It's part social club for people who like to just geek out on design, and part hands-on learning experience where you get better and better at making decor decisions for each room in your home. And for the next few weeks, I'm offering all new members an additional one-on-one style session with yours truly. So I'll take you through the lessons so you know exactly what to focus on inside the Slow Style framework, in what order, and you'll have a personalized support system from me to get you there. Go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society so we can get started right away. Let's not wait for that imaginary perfect time to create your beautiful, meaningful home. Again, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society. Okay, back to the episode.
And it's interesting that you say that it's calm. I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's the colorway,
Yes,
because
exactly.
you often see
Exactly.
tropical in much more of a
Green and
green.
yellow, yes. Yes. So that, and it was very different to me to see it in those colors. So I said, this is great. This is perfect. And again, and just another one of those, I'm just looking through and I see it and I'm saying, that's it. That seems to happen to me quite often. Like
It sounds like
I'm
it.
Just like, that's it. And then I go with that. And I just,
Oh, I love that
that's
gut.
it.
You're going with your gut, and I like
Exactly.
that you trust yourself.
Instinct.
Have you always trusted yourself, or did like is that just kind of who you are, or did this come over time the more you did it?
I think it is at the core who I am, but it's gotten to be a little more refined with time. Of course, you're going to second guess things at times, especially if it doesn't work out exactly how you envisioned it. But I think more so than not, I go with my gut. And that's that. Funny
So,
enough,
yeah, go ahead.
my
Sorry.
most recent one room challenge. No, I think I went with my gut. My gut said two different things.
Oh, then which one? How do you choose?
I just chose, it was another gut decision. There was one
Okay.
piece of wallpaper that it's not up yet. And I
Oh.
said, this is it. And so my whole plan turned inside out, upside down, based on
Wow.
wallpaper.
So everything changed?
Everything changed. I was
Yeah, I
going
can't.
dark and moody. It's light and bright.
You're kidding.
No.
So which room is this?
I did my dining room living room combo. I just literally posted it about an hour ago.
Oh my gosh. So I haven't even seen it yet.
No, not
Wow.
yet.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay, we need to hang up so that I can go. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, that's really interesting too. I mean, I can relate to that where and it drives my family
Of
crazy,
course, of
especially
course.
if they're helping me and when I
Yes.
like change the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I can't help
You can't
it.
help it, but you have to go with that. You have to go
Yeah.
with that because you're going to be happy. You'll
Right,
be happy. And
right.
they'll be happy too.
Eventually.
Exactly. Once all the work is over.
Now, so we're talking about your current home, which is in New Jersey. You had lived in New York before then.
Yes.
And you had said in one of these posts that what sold you on the house almost immediately was that there was a second floor laundry room.
Oh, yes.
Which I can totally relate to because I don't have one of those. And I absolutely hate going into our unfinished dank basement to do our laundry.
Yes.
So I get why you wanted that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This makeover, it's stunning because, I love this part too. So you talked about how you've been, you bought the house because of the laundry room, but then you kind of ignored it for 6 years.
I did, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it happens. Life happens.
Yes.
So this makeover is stunning. And I really, I guess I get this from all of your rooms, but I just got all this joy out of it and that you must, I could tell how much you enjoyed playing around. And I really kind of dug into that and thought, okay, this is what makes her work so good. You've got these two really cool Art Deco-ish light fixtures that I don't think they're actually, you're not using them as lights, but they're on the wall, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. They're not wired at all.
They're cool looking.
But they're very pretty, yes.
Yeah,
and that definitely. Was, again, I have this thing with that era. I just think the furniture and the designs were so pretty.
Oh, glamorous.
Exactly. So glamorous. So they read well to me with the wallpaper. That's a definite Art Deco design.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's just such a great room. And I love it when any of us take the time to put some energy into a room that most other people are never going to see.
Right.
You know,
I think all rooms should have a little bit of fun going on.
Yeah.
Especially, you live there. You're going into the room.
Right.
So make it a place where you don't want to run in and out. Like I was running in and out of that laundry room.
For 6 years.
For
in one of your posts, you refer to home decor as soul work. And wow, that really resonated. I love it. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you meant by that?
I think, and I always tell my friends this when they're asking me to help with their home. Your home should tell a story. There are people that live there. And so when I walk in or anyone else walks in, we should be able to decipher a little bit about who lives here by what we see around us. Your home should have a soul. It should be alive. So pick pieces that you love. If I hate it, but you love it, it's fine because that's going to resonate with you in your home. And I just feel like everyone's home should really reflect who they are. You live there, so make it yours.
And again, I think coming back to the beginning of our conversation, this is your passion.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your job. It's
no.
not, you know, but it gives so much back to you, it seems like.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank goodness for Instagram, because my family and friends do not want to hear me talk about decor.
they
have
them
for a good 20, 30 minutes, and then they're over it.
That's right. That's why we have each other.
Exactly.
That's why people listen to this podcast, because
exactly.
nobody else wants to hear it.
This is so much fun. I was telling my husband last night, I'm doing the podcast. He's like, oh, that's great. Like, whatever. Xandra's going to listen to me.
Yes, I am. I'm like soaking up every little bit. Oh, well, Tiffany, this has been such a pleasure. And I'm really excited for people to see your home if they haven't already. But we will link everything on the show notes page. And I can't wait to see what's next. So first of all, I got to go check out the dining room?
It's the dining room, living room combo. It's so funny because there are going to be a few more reveals. So take your time.
Okay. Excellent. And what happens when you run out of projects?
I don't know. You know, I don't think I'll ever run out of projects. I'm always tweaking something. So there's always a little something to do.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be bored.
Yeah. Or I'll just buy a new house. We'll see what happens.
That's how I feel. Like, we've been here for 15 years, and I said to my husband the other day, I'm getting itchy.
It's time.
Funny. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. Thank you
for
this. This was so much fun.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Well, that's because we're on the same page. We're talking what we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thanks so much for listening. Before we go, I mentioned at the beginning that I wanted to talk you through some of Tiffany's projects and explain how they exemplify a couple of the principles of slow style philosophy so that you can put them into practice yourself. Broadly speaking, Tiffany has spent years paying attention to the details she's drawn to in terms of color, pattern, and how an environment makes her feel, which means she knows what she loves. So when she gets creative, she's trying out different colors and patterns she's seen to get to a feeling that she wants to experience. And that's what the second principle, creativity leads to confidence, is all about. I am sure you heard the confidence in her voice. She has developed her eye without any formal training, simply by being willing to play over and over again. All right, second, she lives in a real home with real people leading real lives, which means her home isn't perfect. She's got budget limitations to work with. She's got a full-time job. In other words, she's like the rest of us in that her life has to inform her style, which is the third slow style principle. Work with what you have going on in your life at the moment. She loved having a laundry room on the second floor, but for the first 6 years she lived there, other rooms in her home took priority. Having the laundry on the second floor allowed her to take advantage of the convenience of it, which was probably a godsend when you've got three teenagers living at home. But it took a while before she had the time to turn a convenient utilitarian space into a room that she wanted to go into. That's why I love slow style. It takes the pressure off. And here's another example of the third principle, life-informed style. She wasn't about to do a major reno of her master bathroom. Like she said, it was a new build when they moved in, so it's in good shape. So a major reno was just really hard to justify. But she hated the tile and the vanity. Now, the vanity was pretty easy to transform with paint, but she wasn't going to spend the money on ripping out all of that tile. So instead, she worked with it and figured out how to make it recede into the background. Her design choices were based on creating a spa-like feeling, an oasis that she craved to fit her life situation as it is right now. At the beginning of the season, I recorded an episode that laid out this whole slow style philosophy thing that I have developed over the past 5 years of doing the podcast. And I told you that I wanted to continue to find design choices and approaches that exemplified those principles so that they become more tangible for you. And I think Tiffany's projects have really helped me in this effort. So thank you, Tiffany, from the bottom of my heart, because today you have made my job so much easier. You are an inspiration. All right, guys, I will be back with you next Monday. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I really do appreciate you spending it with me. And please, please, please take a minute to leave a review for Slow Style Home wherever you get your podcasts. It honestly does help keep this show on the air, and your feedback is highly valuable to me. Have a great day, and I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Bye for now.